So that's the way the maser. But Kopon we had before machloikas Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbonin. So Gemara so far yes the kasha according to Rabbi Kiva that holds when you sprinkle the mei chatas on a Torah zika person it becomes tamei. It's a kasha. How does our Mishnah say the Kohen Gadol does the avoda? So Abaye says no, it's not sure. Abaye on my field time Rabbi Kiva. The Yovid avoda kulu yomi. I'll tell you like this: the Kohen Gadol brought the Kabbonis all day. He brought the Tomei Shoshachar in the morning, and then he brought the Tomei Shoshachar in Tomei Shabbein Abayim in the afternoon. Olafanya, right before Shkia, modulei. That's when we sprinkled the Mechatas on him. So it was only Tomei for those few minutes. Then Vatovel. Then he went to the mikvah right away. The Yovid Harashemesh, and then it came Harashemesh. So there's no kasha then. Hey, the Kohen Gadol brought the Tomei Shoshachar those 7 days. He brought the Tomei Shabbein Abayim. After he brought the Tomei Shabbein Abayim, then we were mazer on him from the Mechatis. True, then he became Tomei, then right away he goes to the mikvah, and then after the mikvah he has Herah Shemesh Shekom Shkia, he becomes Torah for the next day. So now the Mishnah is not a kasha to Rabbi Kiva. It comes a good even to Rabbi Kiva. That even though when we are mazer on him, he becomes Tomei, we're only mazer at the end of the day. He already did the whole avoid in the daytime. And then it comes before Shkia, so then right after the Hazor, he goes to the mikvah, he waits to Herah Shemesh, he's Torah. Tomorrow he does the avoid again. So the Mishnah comes a good even to Rabbi Kiva.
So the Miri speaks out, even though we just said that the Mazeh is Tor, but if a person is Noiseh, carries the Mechatas, he becomes Tomei. So the question is, why isn't every Mazeh called a Mazeh? So he said, Teretzis, since you're being Noiseh, give me Mazeh and Echnam, that's the Xeris Achas of your Tor. Only a regular Noiseh is Tomei. Alright, we'll stop here.
You're holding that for your dollar on the base. You're tough. Umaktir es akteris umetiv es aneris. Again, the Mishnah says that these 7 days before Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol is put away in Lishkas Parhadrin, he does the avoid all those 7 days, the Mishnah said. He was Zerik es adam, umaktir es akteris. As he brought the Korban atomit, he was Zerik the dam, he was maktir the akteris. And then the Mishnah says umetiv es aneris. Hey, all these 7 days, the Kohen Gadol did these avoidis. Kedait, he should be rogulim doing avoidim, that when it comes to Yom Kippur, he'll know how to do the avoidim. Hey, the whole year round, the Kohen Gadol did not have to do these avoidis. Hey, even the Meitiv et Haneiros and Akteris, Stam Kohanim could do it. But these 7 days, Badaqa, the Kohen Gadol had to do it. So the Seder was, it says, Umakhtir es Akteris, the Mishnah says, Mashma first they brought the Akteris, and then Umeitiv et Haneiros. Then they made that Tov et Haneiros, they cleaned out the Haneiros. The Gemara says, Alma, what do we see from our Mishnah? That Keteris Beresha, in the morning, first they brought the Keteris, for Hoda Neris, and then they were Masakin the Neris. And that's the Seder of the Avoidus of every day. So the Gemara Ramini Havakasha. The Mishnah Gemara and Tomid, that Misha Zocho Bedishin Mizbeach Apnimi, that he used to have a piece, they used to have the girl there, to choose who would be the Kohen to take care, clean out the Mizbeach HaPnimi. Then it says, Umisha Zocha B'Menoira, who's the next Kohen that will do the next Avodah, cleaning, taking care of the Menoira? Umisha Zocha B'Kteris. And then the third piece would be, who does the Kteris? So you see, what's the Seder? First they took care of the Menoira, and then they brought the Kteris. So of course, not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, Umak Dres HaKteris, then Umate B'Saneris. So it's a theory, what came first? Did the Kteris come first? Or do the Neiros come first? Rashi says, Kol Misha Zochem, Sholosh Mishnayis Sein B'Seder HaTomid. These are three Mishnayis in the Gemara Tomid. Stura Zuach Azu, K'Seder HaVodosai. Like that's the Seder they did every morning. Misha Zochem L'Pias B'Dish Mizbeach HaPnimi. Noito did that. When they finished that mission, the next mission was, took care of the Menorah. And then the next mission said they took care of the Keteris. So you see, clearly the Keteris came after the Menorah. Not like our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, first on the Keteris, then that service as the Neiros. So our answer is, Amar Rav Huna, Man Tana Tomid, Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvahu. Enachnam is the Machlekes HaMishnayisim, Machlekes HaNoyim. The Mishnah Yom Mitzvah holds, first the Keteris comes, then came the Tavos HaNeris, and that Mishnah in Tomid is not a Stam Mishnah, but it's a Yochid. It goes Aliba to Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. He's the Tana in Tomid, and he holds the opposite, that first came the Menorah, then came the Keteris. Rashi Man Tana Tomid, Rabbi Shimon HaMitzvahu, the Shamin Alei Bebraisa, the Ari Bilcha Seder HaTomid. He's the one that talks about in Masechta Tomid there, the Seder of the Tomid. So that Yochid, Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah, he holds not like our Mishnah. For the Gemara of Yibcha Shemin Loi, name snapshot, we learned that we'll soon see Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah can't be the Stam Tana from the Mishnah in Tamid, because in the Gemara Tamid we'll see that Reb Shimon argues on a Stam Mishnah. So you see clearly the Stam Mishnah is in there is not Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah. For Yibcha Shemin Loi, that's none, we learned over there. By the Korbanat Tamid in the morning, Bo Loi Lekerim Mizrochis Svoinis. As after they made the Shechita, the Kabbalah Saddam, now they had to make the Zrika Saddam. Now it's a Korban Oilo. A Korban Oilo, the Zrika saw a Shtayim Shem Arba. That means that two opposite corners, they make the Zrika Saddam, only two times, one here and one here, and each time it's Shtayim, it goes on both sides of the corners. So it's called Shtayim Shem Arba. Now how do they do the Shtayim Shem Arba? The Tanan, Volo Lekerim Mizrochis Svoinis. First he came to the east, northern corner. Noisein Mizrocha Tzvoina. He put on there one Zrika, that corner, that the dams went to both sides, one on the Mizruch side of the Mizbeach, and on the Tzofen side of the Mizbeach. That's called Shtayim, that's called Achashem Shtayim. Then the Kohen went to the Marovis Roimis, he went to the west, south side. Noisein Marovid Roimis. He put another Zrika's dam on the other side, over here, that is one Zrika went to both sides of the Mizbeach. That's what a Stam Mishnah says there in Talmud. Now, the Tani Yolor, the Braisa says on that Mishnah, that Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah Mishana B'Talmud. Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah argues on the Stam Mishnah there, and says, no, by the Korban HaTalmud, it was done a little bit differently. How was it done a little bit differently? That the first part is Maskim Tum. First you took the Dam and went to the Mizrochis Svoinis. Go to the northeastern corner of the Mizbeach. Noisei Mizrochis Svoinis. There is also Maskim. Make one Zrika Saddam in that corner, that the dam goes on both sides of the corner. So sit it like you have dam on the Mizrach side and on the Tzofen side. But then you go to the Marovis Roimis, go to the opposite diagonal, the other side, the west southern side. Over there, Reb Shimon, Isha Mitzvah, behold, you don't make Stam one Zrika there to go on both corners, but rather there you have to make two Zrikas on the two sides. He holds Noisei Marova. First, make one Zrika on the west side of the Mizbeach, the Achakach Leisend Roima, and then he holds a separate Zrika you have to make on the south side. So you make the Chilip, that the first Zrika you make on the Mizrach Tzvoinis, that's only one. That's one that comes out to be two. When you come to the other side, the Marovis Roimis, there he holds you make two. That's Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah's Pshat. Why does he say this? We'll soon see in the next Gemara why he says this. But our core point, what we're showing now is that you can't say a Stam Mishnah, Masech Tamid, goes according to Reb Shimon Isha Mitzvah, because here we see he argues on the Stam Mishnah. So Rashi of Ibcha Shemin Lo, the Bar Tzultayuhu, that he argues on the Stam Mishnah the Tamid. The Shemin Lo, the Pligi Astamid, the Masech Tamid. But he took the Stam of the Tamid Kavosei. So you can't say the Stam Mishnaisin of Tamid, like he wanted to answer, there's no spear with the Stam Mishnah in Yuma to the Stam Mishnah in Tamid, because the Stam Mishnah in Tamid is not a Stam Mishnah, it's a Yochid of Shimon Isha Mitzvah. No, that's not true, because over there, Reb Shimon argues on a Stam Mishnah, so he's not the Stam Tana there. Rashi says, it's not the Sech to Tamid. Bo loy koin azorik es adam lakir mizroch asroinis. Shel mizroch. Nois samus shamus beyech. Nois same atona rishoin. He puts the first Zrika Saddam, which is one Zrika, which comes out to be on two corners. Mizroch asroinis. Matona achas kimin gam yivonis the carols the mizrach l'tzofen, and then he goes the mishor makibolu chabolu carrying my rovers roimis. He goes to the opposite corner, the north, the west south side. The noisen also there my rovers roimer. Shoyla tuna shtei matonis. That's lach a korban oyla needs two zrikas. Shein arba. These two come out to really be four. That means b'shtei kronos zu chenegar achsuna shazu. The mamas the agnly the opposite corners. Even though you only sprinkle twice, or when you go to that corner, the dam goes on both sides of the corner, so it's as if the dam got on all four sides of the mizbeach. Kiyava matonis. Akam meforish maishinu hanitan tarti kronos. Why do we pick from these two corners? Now, b'toni lor of shimnish amitzvah mishana b'tomid. B'maten dam atomid mimaten dmei kol sharonis. Hesi makes a chilek between a regular korban oila. If a regular korban oila you bring throughout the day, he's also maskim. It's only two matonis, two zrikas, that come out to be four. But he argues on the tumid that you bring, even though it's a korban oila, here it's a little bit different. like we said, the first Zrika on the Tzvoinus Marovus, he's maskim. On the Mizrachis Tzvoinus, his maskim is only one that comes out to be two. But when you go to the Tzvoinus Marovus, there are Yagas, and says there, you have to make two separate Zrikas. One on the Sofen side, and one on the Marovus side. Right, that we'll soon see in the next Gemara why he holds like this. But our Koponim was again to us, we're still back to the Kasha. It's a theory and two Stam Mishnaisen. Here, Stam Mishnah in Yuma says, first they did the Keteris, and then they did a Tavis and Eris. And there's a Stam Mishnah in Tomid that says the opposite way. That first went the Eris, and then went the Keteris. So Mara says, Elo Amar Rabbi Yechidin, Man Tana, say the Yuma. You know who the Mishnah, who the Tana of our Mishnah here in Yuma is? We have Shimon Isha Mitzvah. Therefore, there's no theory. True. The Stam Mishnah in Tomid, that's the Stam Mishnah, that's the Chom Shittim. That first comes the Tavis and Eris, and then comes the Keteris. I, the Mishnah, says Stam here, Keteris first. Our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Shimon Isha Mitzvah. For the Gemara, good. Of the Barami, say the Yuma, say the Yuma. I'm going to ask you a stira now in the Mishnais in Gufa in Masech the Yuma. I have a stira in the Mishnais in here. That here, our Mishnah right now says what? That the Keteris comes first, and then they did the Hatavas and Eris in the morning. The Tanan, and later the Mishnah said not like that. Later in the Chofei it says, Tiyas Hasheni. What was the second girl, the second lottery they made to choose which Kanan to do the Avoida? Tiyas Hasheni was what? Was me Shreichet, who's going to shech the Korban Atomid, me Zorik, who's going to make Tzvigas Adam, me Medashim Mizbeach HaPnimi, who's going to clean out the inside Mizbeach, or me Medashim Yassam Menorah, or me Male Eivorim Lekevis. And who's going to clean out the Menorah? So you see clearly the Menorah comes first, and then it says, me Male Eivorim Lekevis, who's going to bring the pieces of meat of the Korban Atomid on the Mizbeach. Good, that's the first piece. Now, Piyas HaShlishi, what do they do with the second girl? Who do we choose to do which avoid is by the third choosing? That's Chadoshim Lekteris. Every single day you have to have a new coin to bring the Keteris. There was never happened that one coin brought Keteris twice. By the Keteris, you always had to have a new coin. Boyu, Vehefisu. They came and they made a Piyas, who should do the Keteris? But I call upon them, what do you see? What was the second one? Was the Menorah. And the third one was for the Keteris. So you see, even later, Stam Mishnah Yum also holds that first comes the Menorah, and then comes the Keteris. And that's not like our Mishnah here. Our Mishnah says first he did the Keteris, and then he did the Atavos and Eris. So we have a stira in Mishnah in Yum alone. Actually, the first line, the big line, the middle of Chadoshim, Shrashi Kahanim Shlahik Tiru Keteris Yemeim, a coin that never brought the Keteris yet. Was Yitzkab Sukunum Lekan Legerum Hakteris. Whoever never brought the Keteris yet came into the picture to maybe to be the one, and they chose which one. Avoloi Yishonim. He never did a second time. Doma Lekamon Meyolam Loishonim Bo'odim. No person ever brought the Keteris twice. The Vishoisum Asheris, it made you rich. Shinem Yasivu Keter Bapecha. Uxiv Basfei Verach Hashem Keiloi. Vikomokam Kokoparim Shemini Menei Atovas Meiros Kodemus Keteris. That was the Maisa, no two Quranim ever brought, no Kayim brought the Keteris twice. But our Koponim, this is the Stira. There it says clearly, Atavas and Eris was the second Pius, and the third Pius was the Keteris. Not like our Mishnir, and the two Mishnais and the Masech to Yuma. It should let us say to go according to two different on the Yomrim. And if the Gemara here, Omer Abaya, Loi Kasha, tell you there's no Stira. Omer Abaya, Kan bi Hatovas Shtei Neiris, Kan bi Hatovas Chomesh Neiris. The way they did the Menorah in the morning was, first they used to clean out five of the Neiris, and then they would stop, and vice versa, by a hill they did the Keteris in between, and then after they brought the Keteris, then they finished off cleaning the last two Neiris. So now there was no Steiris in the Mishnaisen. It went to say there was first the Menorah, then the Keteris, then the Menorah. So our Mishnah that says the Keteris, then the Neiris, means the Keteris, and then the last two Neiris. And the Mishnah later means that first they did the first five Neiris they cleaned out, then they did the Keteris. So now there's no stira. That's what Abaye wants to answer. So Rashi can be atoves teneris. Lekamam perek shlishi amrinan shemafsek pe atoves haneris mishehetiv chomish. After he cleaned out five of the neiris, cleaned out the wicks, poisik he stopped. Omamtin achenasu avoid acheres pentayim. They did one other avoid in between. Vechoyzer umetiv shtayim. Then they finished off the last two neiris to clean them out. Now, pligi to machlekes later, which avoid did they do in between the Hatovas and Eris? That Abishol v'Rabbonim, machlekes later between Abishol and Rabbonim. Ikulaman diyama b'kteris masik. And that's what Abayi is going to hold right now. That the Keteris was in between. So there's no stira. They say there was Menorah, Keteris, and Menorah. Masik Lu. Vikulaman the Yom later no, the Shrites had Tomid Uzrikas Dome Masik Lu. That in between the Atovas and Eros, they start to do the Shrites Atomid and Uzrikas Adam. Well, come before it's time with our sock, later we'll see Psukim, how do we know that in between fixing the menorah, that's when you start to do a different avodah there. Now, Vatana Didan Svirlei Dikteris Masiklu. It's Abaye wants to answer that out. Our Tan here in the Mishnah Yuma holds that in between the Atovas and Eros was the avodah of Dikteris. Hilka, therefore there's no steer with the two Mishnahis in here. Hilka, Ho Diktoni Kteris Bresha, that our Mishnah here says, Dikteris came first, Bresha ba Atovah Shtei Neiris Komer. It's talking about the Kteris came before they cleaned off the last two Neiris. That's what the Mishnah said later. Ha Atovah Bresha, know the Pius of the Atovah came first. That's ba Atovah Shomesh Rishenis Komer. That's going cleaning out the first five Neiris. Therefore, there's no Stira. But the Seder was, first they cleaned out the first five Neiris. That's the next Mishnah later. Then they made a Pius for the Kteris. But then, like our Mishnah says later, they came back to do the Menorah again. Tal Mishnah says the Kteris, then the Neiris. There's no Stira. So tomorrow, the name of the Kteris Master Glue. So you have to say Abaya holds that the Kteris was in between. For the Gemara of Abaya, Mesader Marocha Mishmei the Gemara. Later Abaya brings down what was the Seder, how do they do the Avodah? Mishmei the Gemara means how he's Makabel from his Rebbe's, from the Gemara. That Pidam HaTomid Master Glue. You know what the Hefzik was in between cleaning out the first five Neiris. Then they stopped. Not that they did the Kteris then, but they did with the Dam. So the Kteris was over after the Menorah. So Milas Akash and Abaya, how could Abaya say here that the Kteris was in between? So the Gemara says, Amri loy Kashi. No, there's no Kashi here. Hahi la b'shoil. That the Abaya says that the Kteris came later, that only goes according to Abishoil. And hold the Rabbonin. That we want to say here to answer the Steve and the two Mishnayis sin, here we go according to the Rabbanan Shita, that the Kateris was the avoidance that was done in between the Atavis and Eris, therefore there's no Steve. The Tanya, like learned in the Braisa, it says, Lo Yetiv Esam Neiris, V'yachakach Yaktiv. Don't do all the seven Neiris and then do the Kateris. Ela Yaktir, V'yachakach Yetiv. That's the Rabbanan Shita. In other words, first do the first five Atavis and Eris, then stop and do the Kteris in between, and afterwards finish off to do the last two Neiris. That's the Rabbanan Shita. Abishol says no. Meitiv, do all seven Neiris. Clean off, fix off, do that Tavas of all seven Neiris. V'yachakach Matir. And first later you do the Kteris. So according to Abishol, the Avod you did in between that Tavas Neiris was the Dam, the Zrikas, the Shchita of the Korban Atomid. And the Kteris first came afterwards. Now the Gemara explains, my time with Abishol, what's Abishol's Svara? That he says the Kteris was done after all the seven Neiris. The Yechsiv, the Posit says, Ba'aboike, Ba'aboike, Behetivo Yesaneris. It's every morning first clean out the Neiris. For Hoder, and afterwards the Torah says, Yakti Renu. Then first later, after all seven Neiris, then you first do the Kteris. For Rabbonin, what did Rabbonin do with this Posit? The Posit is Mashmo, the Kteris was after all the Neiris. Rabbonin, my Kom Rachmona, one of the posuk telling us that Be'idin HaTovah Te'emik the Kteris in the middle.